The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
We're talking with Jesus Martin, one of the owners of Los Hermanos Cantina, about his newly opened restaurant, he and his brother's newly opened restaurant here in Colonial Beach. Are you one of the brothers?
Yes.
How many brothers are there?
We're two, actually, that's in the business.
Okay, so you and
my oldest brother, Martin. His name is Martin.
Martin Martin?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so he's your older brother.
He's my oldest brother, yes.
So does he come in, tell you what to do, how to run the place?
Not really. We both actually agree. We boss around each other. So It's not like, he has more than I do. Or no, we actually kind of even.
So he's here and he works same as you do.
He is. He's actually down in Richmond today.
All right.
Yeah, because we got a youngest brother. He's in school. He's doing summer school. So he goes down and picks him up. We don't want to leave him on the weekends down there. So
right. Poor younger brother has to stay in Richmond.
Yes.
That would be too bad.
Yes.
Bring him up here to paradise, yes?
Yes. So.
All right. So tell us, what's the address of Los Hermanos?
So the address of Los Hermanos Cantina is 11 Monroe Bay Avenue, Colonia Beach.
11 Monroe Bay Avenue. So there used to be another restaurant here.
Yes.
And what was
actually,
the name?
Many I've heard. Yes.
Okay. Do you know the one that was
the,
here?
The recent one I heard was Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse. So if people are familiar with the Lighthouse because it was here before.
Yeah. If you tell somebody, you know, in the way, you tell them, hey, we're down there. The lighthouse where the lighthouse used to be. They're like, okay, I know where that is.
Okay.
So people are familiar with the place before.
So we got them fixed now that they know how to get here.
Yes.
It's kind of the first place on Monroe Bay after you turn on the Monroe Bay Road, right?
Yes.
Right, on the right.
Yeah,
and
true.
You have parking?
We do have plenty of parking.
Okay.
Plenty of parking.
All right.
So anyway.
What days are you open?
We are open 7 days a week. From 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So it's a Monday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then on weekends, which is just on Friday and Saturday, it's 11 to 11 p.m.
Sundays
is 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, although the people who are listening to the radio can't tell, it's a little afternoon here. And I'm having a margarita.
Oh, yeah. To make it feel like a paradise.
yes, it does.
Touch.
It does, indeed. This is very nice. So, you didn't grow up here in Colonial Beach?
We did not. Neither I grew up here. So, I moved here when I was young. I was 15 years old. Like, originally, I'm from Guatemala, right on the border of Mexico. So, we're like 5 minutes, I would say, from the border to Mexico. So my parents, they usually go down and shop in Mexico. This is the exchange rate. Yeah, so they go down there.
What did your parents do in Guatemala?
They actually grow coffee.
Oh.
They have a farm, like a coffee farm. Yeah, so that's what they do down there.
Okay, all right. I probably drink some of their coffee every morning.
Oh, yeah. The coffee that they do over there, it goes all around the world, actually.
All right.
It doesn't stay in the country.
They're still there?
Yeah, they're still there.
Doing that?
Yeah, they're
all
doing
right.
That.
Well, let's talk about Los Hermanos a little bit. What are the things on the menu that are that do the best? What do people like the best when they come here?
So, that's a hard thing to say which one specific to a specific plate. Because they love everything that we have on the menu.
Of course.
And not a single plate that or a single item on the menu has not been served. All of them has been served. And everybody likes them.
So how many items on the menu? Do you know right offhand?
I would say around 50.
That's
so
not...
That's, That's an average. I'm not 100% sure it's...
Isn't that too many?
That's an option for people that actually... Because on our menu, it's just not burrito, taco, and enchilada. So we have steak, seafood, chicken, like just a chicken plate. So it's just not a specific burrito and tacos like a typical Mexican restaurant does.
Do you have children's menu?
We do.
All right.
Yes, we do have children's menu. So like a pizza, mac and cheese, or cheeseburger. So,
all right. Excellent.
Yeah, it's a whole variety.
All right.
It's a whole variety.
So how hot is the food? The not the temperature from the burner on the top of the stove, but the spicy hot.
Oh, actually, not. We don't have any plates that is spicy. So we usually, because not a whole, actually not all people love spicy, eat spicy.
Correct.
So that's the reason we're not doing, we don't have any like plate that has, or a salsa that comes on a plate that is spicy. So what we do is that we have a specific homemade salsa. So we call it De La Casa Salsa Picante.
So that's the hot.
That's the hot. So it's made of habanero.
All right. That's green, yes?
Yes. Now, yes.
I've had it because I've had lunch here before.
So
I had to ask the waiter to bring me the hot sauce.
So it's basically a request.
Okay.
It's a request, yeah. So you ask for bring me a homemade spicy sauce.
And you don't have to eat a lot of it.
No,
it's
really.
It's pretty hot.
It's hot. That's the reason we just serve a little bit, because they don't eat it all. Because it's super spicy.
Okay. It's spicy. All right. How long have you been open here?
This is actually our month and 2 weeks, I would say. So we've been here for a month and 2 weeks.
Very new.
Yes.
And what kind of community support have you had? Are you getting a lot of people coming?
We are blessed and thankful that most of our supporters have been locals. So people all around for Warsaw, Westmoreland, over there. So King George, actually, all the way over there, people come down here.
Of course. Because it's the best, yes?
People love them.
Yes.
And they approve it's the best. So I would say I'm the best, but hey, I don't approve that. People around approve it.
Okay. So. Let your mom say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have... a Los Hermanos page that people can go to on the computer?
Yes, we do. Actually, we have Google and Facebook. Los Hermanos Cantina. So just Los Hermanos Cantina and go find it.
So I could go to Facebook and I could make you one of my favorites. And I would, what would it tell me then? What would I be seeing from you on the computer?
You'll be seeing a lot of advertisements, pictures, menus, dishes, like pictures of plates, so all of that.
So the pictures would be the pictures of your menu items that
yes.
you've taken a picture of that,
yes.
that I can see to know what it looks like before I come to order.
Of course. Yes.
Do you change menu items and have specialty items from time to time?
Not right now, since we just recently opened. So we have what's on the menu, is that what we have? So it's basically a full menu, but
okay.
we don't have like a specific menu on each day or anything like that.
Have you had good support from the town government and in terms of getting all of your paperwork done and whatever's required for your business?
Actually, I'll say yes, they did. Because we started like, because the paperwork and everything like that, it takes about 4 to 5 months to get a restaurant open.
Really?
Yes. But hey, we took like about two and a half to 3 months to get this place open. And all the paperwork and stuff like that, the town did help us getting it fast. And
okay.
So
all
yes.
right. So everything's running smoothly and as far as official business is concerned.
Yes.
All right. How is it that you and your brother ended up in Colonial Beach?
So my brother and I, like, we thought about opening a restaurant for 2 years ago. We started thinking, hey, let's put up something like all other restaurants. They're like just giving it away, like stuff. So we were like, let's open our restaurant up in like in Fredericksburg. So we were looking up in Google any restaurant that is for lease or available up in Fredericksburg, but we didn't see any on Google site. We went beside their Fredericksburg and we saw Colonia Beach. We were like, Colonia Beach, I think I've been there once. So we only been here once before the business. So we're like, okay, let's look up around Colonia Beach, see if anything is over there. So we saw this place. It was available and it was on Google. Like it was on, we were like, this was in the market. We're like, okay, let's shoot them an email. And they answer us back.
Okay, everything worked out.
Yes, it
to
did.
Where it did. Okay, a couple more questions. Are you having any problems getting your supplies and the food you need? You hear about people who are saying, well, the trucks don't come in and we can't get what we need. Are you doing okay in that regard?
We're doing okay with that. So, I mean, there's sort of stuff that they're out of stock sometimes, yeah. The company is. I mean, it's just that they don't deliver. They do deliver anything that they have in stock, but there's certain stuff that they don't have in stock.
How many staff do you have?
Right now we are around nine.
Okay. Yes. So there's you and your brother, and then seven more?
Yes.
Bartenders? Two bartenders?
Well, right now, we don't have somebody specific a bartender. So my brother is doing it right now. Because we're still trying to teach around how to do our drinks and all of that. Because we have certain drinks that that they don't know how to make. So we don't want to give out a drink that's not taste like how we want it to, you know?
I noticed when I came here earlier and I stepped up to the bar that you have a very, a lot of choices on the bar menu, a lot of different drinks. It's not just a margarita and a beer.
Oh, yeah. No, we have a whole lot.
And so who is it that put together your bar menu of all the drinks?
Actually, I did.
Uh-huh.
So we sit down with my brother and so I put up the drink menu. Like both of us, I would tell, hey, let's put this on the menu, and he would agree. If anything, he doesn't agree, or I don't agree, so we wouldn't put any of that. I mean, we don't want to put something on the menu that we don't know how to make.
Right.
So all in the menu, we do know how to make.
And you don't want him to come back from Richmond and go say, how come I didn't get any credit here?
There you go.
Okay. So what... Do you have any idea at this time what the favorite thing is that you sell, that's the favorite thing on the menu here in Colonial Beach? I know what my favorite is.
Margarita?
Well, that's the start, but for the meal, I like the enchilada with the chicken and the cheese and the beef.
Is that a supreme?
Yes, the supreme, enchilada, yes. Supreme, yes.
And so recently our like plate has been like on top one, it's been the sunset burrito.
Hmm.
So it's a 10-inch tortilla burrito
tell me more.
It comes with chicken inside, chicken or steak, so it's a choice. It comes with rice and beans, salted onions, and then on top of that comes a cheese dip, our melty cheese dip. And then the burrito sauce, it's a red salsa. So it's a mix that we do on top. So it looks like actually a sunset. So that's actually what we name it, sunset. So the cheese dip is white salsa, like it's white color. And then the burrito is red. So it makes it look like a sunset.
You said salsa onions?
Salted onions.
What is that?
So it's like grilled onions.
Okay.
Salted onions.
Okay. All right. Do you have any live music or any kind of entertainment that comes in on weekends or anything?
We don't have any entertainment right now. The reason is that we have been busy on weekends, so we are not trying to do entertainment right now because this room, this party room over here, it fills up on the weekends.
Wow.
So we at least have about 25 minutes wait on weekends, Friday, Saturday. Just Friday and Saturday, so we like get busy.
How many chairs are in this big room here that we're in right now?
15 tables.
15 tables, four chairs each, yes. Yeah. And so this fills up, and then there's a bit of a wait there to come in and find a chair.
Yes.
All right. What ideas do you have right now to improve Los Hermanos?
On winter time, so right now we're short staff. So we're looking for a couple more servers, mostly on weekends because it gets really busy. Everybody comes all at the same time. So we're trying to give the best, given the servers.
Well, based on what I saw before when I was here, mm-hmm. when you hire servers, do they all have to run all the time?
Not all the time, if we have enough. But when we're short servers, so they have to give the best on all their...
Because they were running the time I was here.
Yes.
They were running.
I think we were like four servers that we have for 50 tables. So it's a lot of people to be served. So they give that extra step.
Yeah.
To give the best service, you know?
Okay. So, all right. And you interview them?
Which ones?
The people who come to say that I would like to work for you, you would interview them to see?
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right.
We do interview.
All right.
You got to come out, fill the applications, all of that.
Well, Jesus, this has been a very pleasant visit. Is there anything that you'd like to say kind of to wrap up, just kind of as a little speech you'd like to make to the listeners?
Well, I would say thank you to all of the listeners of the Colonia Beach community that they are supporting us. And we're here to help the community out too. So as I said, not a whole lot of businesses are open all week around here. And neither they're open until like 11 on the weekends, 11 p.m. So we're here for them, just like they're supporting us. So
all right.
We're gonna be open 7 days a week for them.
Very good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.